People thought they had you figured out because they could name your beauty. They didn't realize they were only reading the cover, never the chapters that taught you how to hold a crown with one hand and a sword with the other. They met your rose. They never expected the thorns. They praised your softness. They didn't know your steel. And here's the reveal. You are both. And heaven is asking you to stop choosing between them. There was a season where you tried to be digestible, pretty, pleasing, polished. You gave grace even when it cost you, smiled through what stung, and arranged yourself into palatable shapes so no one felt threatened. People adored the shine and ignored the spine. They wanted Belle, not the beast. They wanted the rose in the glass, not the wild garden that birthed it. But God is showing me you crossed a threshold. You stopped performing nice to be accepted, and you started standing to be aligned. You let the mask fall. You let the heat rise. You let your no become holy, and suddenly the room that used to treat you like decoration began to recognize you as direction. You know what shifted? You stopped apologizing for your standards. You stopped editing your tone down to a whisper so fragile egos could breathe. You stopped translating disrespect. You remembered there's a lion in your chest, not to devour, but to define. Your beauty opens doors. Your beast protects what walks through. God is highlighting a time you were misread. Someone called you too much, intense, extra, when all you did was tell the truth calmly. Heaven says that wasn't too much. That was too clear for their confusion. You didn't change the weather, you named it. And clarity will always feel like a storm to people who live in fog. Hear this in your bones. Your radiance is not up for debate. Your depth is not up for discount. If someone can only value what is soft in you, but punishes what is strong, they are not qualified to stay. Beauty without boundaries becomes bait. Beast without beauty becomes bitterness. You were never meant to live in halves. So what does the merge look like? It looks like laughing with your whole face and still closing the door when your body says enough. It looks like kindness that doesn't leak into caretaking. It looks like helping without handing over your crown. It looks like showing up in the room with lion-hearted warmth and not moving a single inch when someone tests your lines. The Most High is also highlighting this. Your regal presence isn't a performance. It's the residue of everything you healed. Your posture is taller because you stopped carrying what wasn't yours. Your eyes are clearer because you stopped arguing with truths your body already knew. Your voice is steadier because you decided to believe yourself the first time. That's why you look different. That's why people are double-taking. Heaven reordered your inner world, and your outer world is catching up. Someone reading this has memories of being teased for being picky or dramatic. God is saying, you weren't picky, you were prophetic. You were sensing misalignment before you had language for it. You were made for a larger room and tried to fit inside a pocket. No more squeezing yourself down to soothe the smallness around you. This is the season of right-sizing. Your gifts, your rates, your platform, your boundaries, your expectations of love. And I'm hearing this so clearly, your authenticity is enchanting. Not the curated kind, the lived kind. The kind that notices the full moon and the way the grocery store music makes you dance by the freezer section. The kind that talks to God in the car and laughs at nothing while you're cooking. That's the current calling your people in. Beauty that is embodied, beast that is benevolent. Royalty that is grounded. Because let's tell the truth, you didn't earn this crown in easy rooms. You learned it in the battleground of self-remembering. The nights you told the mirror, I am not disposable. The mornings you chose food that fueled you instead of feelings that fooled you. The days you practiced saying no without a paragraph. These are not small acts, they are architecture. And now the house holds. Heaven is placing you where both sides of you are needed. The tender and the terrifying. You'll be asked to hold space and hold the line. To be a refuge and a ruler. To pour oil and swing the gavel. And you will, because you finally trust your own hands. I see you walking into rooms like you own absolutely nothing and everything. Nothing, because you know it's God's. Everything, because you are God's. That paradox is your signature. It's why people hush when you speak. It's why the ones who used to poke for weakness suddenly greet you with respect. Your frequency says, beautiful, yes. And guarded by heaven, your aura says, welcome if you come in honor. Your eyes say, try me if you must, and see how quickly God answers. So breathe. The rose is no longer behind glass. The beast isn't hiding in the west wing. You are whole, and the world will be better for it. God is saying, your presence is policy now. When you walk in, the culture of the room either elevates or exits. That isn't intimidation, that's order. Beauty set the table, beast set the rules. Together they make a sanctuary where what is real can breathe, and what is false can't survive. This is not a call to hardness, it's a call to clarity. Being regal isn't about being untouchable, it's about being rightly touched. You don't need to build higher walls. You need to keep the gate staffed by your discernment. The right people will appreciate that the gate exists. The wrong people will complain about the toll. Let them. Practical confirmations for this next stretch. Your time is royal. Book it like a state resource. Mornings are for God and the work that matters, not for emotional cleanup you didn't cause. Your no is holy. It doesn't require footnotes, tone softeners, or apologetic emojis. Your beauty is strategic. Dress for the life you're creating, not the room that can't hold it. Your beast is benevolent. Give consequence without cruelty. Withdraw access without drama. Choose silence when spectacle is expected. Heaven is also highlighting your stage. Even if you're naturally private, your work wants more eyes. Your voice wants more air. Your legacy wants more room. That may look like a platform expanding, a contract with terms that finally match your value. A leadership seat, a mic, a runway, a role, a room where your name is on the placard and your rate is non-negotiable. Walk into every invitation like this. I am here to serve and to stay sovereign. If a space asks you to trade dignity for visibility, it is not promotion, it is predation. Beauty declines, beast enforces. You leave with your peace, and the offer leaves with your no. About love, beauty has always drawn suitors. Beast will filter them. Watch who is turned on by your boundaries instead of threatened by them. Watch who matches your generosity without turning you into their mother, manager, or mascot. Watch who brings order into your life rather than requiring you to be their emergency plan. Regal love doesn't beg, chase, or bargain. It recognizes, it requests, it respects. For someone who just noticed 11:11 or 2:22 on the clock, heaven is saying, you are safe to be seen. The shame that taught you to hide is a dead teacher. Let the old classroom close, let the new one open. There are people who need to watch you be this. A human who laughs loudly, works excellently, prays privately, rests on purpose, and refuses to contort for approval. Your example is medicine. Also, clean your field. Beauty flourishes in order. Beast relaxes when the perimeter is clear. Bless your home, clear the clutter. Hydrate like you're funding tomorrow's glow. Feed yourself food that loves you back. Move your body in ways that ring out static. Put your phone in another room while you re-enter your life each morning. These are not chores, they're royal rituals. They keep your signal crisp. Let me name a fear and cancel it. What if I scare people away? Beloved, the ones who were meant to stay can handle the whole you. The ones who leave were only loyal to the fraction that served them. Beauty attracts the crowd. Beast gathers the court. Don't mourn the crowd. Cultivate the court. Expect quiet justice in places that mishandled you. A supervisor who minimized you is suddenly deferential. A peer who mocked your pace is now quoting your standards. A room that once ignored your hand is now passing you the mic. Do not waste breath rehearsing the past aloud. Let heaven correct the record. You remain consistent. Final charge from God, and let it brand your bones. Keep your edges soft and your boundaries sharp. Keep your crown light by keeping your conscience clean. Keep your gaze forward. Mercy is behind you, not in your rear view. Keep remembering, you're not doing too much. You're doing what you were born to do. It is your time, not because a committee voted, but because heaven ordained it and you finally agreed. Beauty drew the light. Beast learned the law. Together, they made you regal. Walk in, sit tall, speak less, mean more. They'll feel it before they understand it. And that's exactly how God wants it.